I want to speak about the topic today of the Aseres B'nei Haman. Okay, there's a lot of alumnus and interesting ideas relating to the Aseres B'nei Haman. If we have time, we'll do another short topic. But I'm telling
you, one on top of the other, the brothers, is Ayin Hara.
Ayin Hara, okay. But I'm telling you, comes from the Sefer Mayadim L'Simcha. And the Sefer Mayadim L'Simcha by Rav Tuvia Freund. Rav Tuvia Freund has a nice short chapter on the topic of the Aseres B'nei Haman. It says in Shulchan Aruch that it is the Minhag Yisrael for the Baal Kriya when he lays the Megillah to recite the 10 sons of Haman B'Neshima Achas. The reason why he recites the B'Neshima Achas is because we have a tradition that they all died at the same moment. And the truth, what is the significance of them all dying at the very same moment? I mean, what's the significance of that? So, well, let's say they would have died one after the other. They would have died on different days. What's the significance? I do not know, but obviously, we don't know how things work in the Olam HaEmes when wicked people, B'Ibud Rishohim Rina, when the wicked perish, there is great joy. And the fact that ten evil people died at the very exact moment, it obviously is some Kabbalistic matter, and it includes an intensity of joy. Be'ibud Rishoim Rina, you can't compare when 10 Rishoim die one after another. Oh, it's a simcha, but each simcha is just a isolated event. But if all 10 Rishoim die at the very same moment, so the Ibud Rishoim, with the destruction of the evil, there is joy, there is an intensity of joy. There's a very great joy, and that is the intensity of the Yom Tov Purim. The Ibud Rishoim Rina, it's exponential, the joy, the intensity of all of them coming together. Therefore, it is important to indicate that this is the case, and the way we do so is by reciting the 10 sons of Haman B'Neshima Achas. Now, the Mepharshim point out, the Mishnah Berurah, and all the Mepharshim point out, is that it's not enough just to say V'Eis Parshandasa, but you have to start with the words Chamesh Me'ois Ish. Why? Why should the Chamesh, the 500 men, be included with the Aseres B'nei Haman? Because the Aseres B'nei Haman were the Sarei Chamishim on the Chamesh Me'ois Ish. They were the leaders. There were 500 people that were killed, and then there were the 10 sons of Haman. The 10 sons of Haman were the leaders. They were in charge of the Chamesh Me'ois Ish. It was a unit, so therefore they have to be grouped together. Fine. So this is the minute to start the Chamesh Me'ois Ish, the Eis Parshandos, the Eis Dafen, all the way down to the Eis Vaizasa. Now we mentioned one reason. Aseres B'nei Haman and Aseres, the 10 sons, all including what Aseres B'nei Haman, all of them gone. Now that's not the only reason why we do B'Neshim Achas. It brings down here and there, like four, and there was a minog, is a minog Yisrael, that the children, now let's take a step back. Now there is another minog Yisrael, and that is that in addition to the Baal Kriya reciting the Aseres B'Neshima Achas, before the Baal Kriya he reads the 10 sons of Haman, he stops, and the Tzibur, they as well recite the Aseres B'nei Haman. Actually, the Mishnah Berurah says you should not do this. The Mishnah Berurah says the only one that should say the Aseres B'nei Haman is the Baal Kriya. The Tzibur does not need to say the Aseres B'nei Haman. They should be quiet, and they should listen carefully to the Baal Kriya. Let's explain. And in fact, it comes out that if the Baal Kriya reads it, and the people are reading it themselves, more often than not, the people that are reading it, they're not going to pronounce the words correctly, because it's not so, unless you practice the words to say the 10 sons of Haman many, many times, you're going to slip. You're not going to pronounce their names properly. And in the meantime, you're not going to be listening to the Baal Kriya either. So Yotza Kareach Mikan V'Kareach Mikan. You're not going to be listening to the Baal Kriya, so you're not going to even hear what he says. So everyone is mumbling it to themselves, so you're not going to even hear what the Baal Kriya says. And you yourself are not going to make it up by reciting it yourself from the Chumash, because you're not going to pronounce the words correctly because you're trying to say it so quickly. So therefore, the best thing is that no one in the tzibur should attempt to say the Aseres Tehoma B'Nashim Achas, and they should let the shliach tzibur say it for them. He's trained. That's what he's being paid to do. Whatever, he's not being paid necessarily, but that's what he's there to do. He's there to be Moitzi the tzibur Yidei Chavasam. He will recite it, and the people will listen. This is what it says in the Mishnah Berurah. However, this is not almost all of the Paiskim that I've seen. They think are real. And over here, Rav Freund mentions and Rav Tezner mentions. I'm looking at the number of Sfarim. They all take note that this is not the common minhag. It is the common minhag in the Batei. Most shuls is where when the Shliach Tzibur gets to the Aseres Nehaman, the Shliach Tzibur stops. He takes a break. This is the ideal thing to do, is to take a break. He stops. And he lets the Tzibur mumble away. They all say the Aseres Nehaman the best that they can. And after there is complete silence, they finish saying the Aseres Nehaman, then the Shliach Tzibur repeats the Aseres Nehaman, so they can be, so just in case they did not pronounce the names properly, he will then say it for them. Now the question is, why should Bechlal the Tzibur say? So there's a beautiful lamb, this lamb of Parshim discussed this idea, is that the only really Mikra Adinu, every single person should read the Megillah himself. Nikra Megillah. The way we read the mitzvah is with Shaneya Ka'oine. We don't read it, we listen. Our listening is equivalent to our reading. You can only be Yotze Shaneya Ka'oine for listening to the words, but you cannot be Yotze Shaneya Ka'oine for Neshima Achas. The Baal Kore can be Motze you to read the words, but the Baal Kore cannot be Yotze the people are on the Inyan of Neshima Achas of one breath. For example, can one Kohen be Moitzei another Kohen in Birchas Kohanim? Kohesu Varuchu Es B'nei Yisrael. You have 10 Kohanim, and they'll make them among themselves. One Kohen will say the words, Yivarechacha Hashem V'yishmerecha. One Kohen will say the words. Can we do that? Now, by the way, there's another issue. What about making the bracha? That is different. There are minhagim, there are batei kinesios where the custom is where only one Kohen makes the bracha. Ever go to a shul like that? No. Is there a Rishalmi? Is not his? Is not him Rishalmi? Where one kohen makes the bracha and all of the other kohanim answer amen to the kohen's bracha? They might say the bracha with one kohen.
What happens if a kohen is puzzled?
He doesn't do it all together. A kohen is possible.
He doesn't say the bracha?
No, nothing. A kohen that's
then
not...
He walks out. In mind, they will be
but he's not allowed to do it. A kohen that is possible, disqualified, is not allowed to do it, period. So he does... I think he stays. He can stay in the Beis Sakness, but he doesn't do it. He does not do it. So the rule is a kohen does not... A kohen, the kohanim, even though one kohen can make the bracha for all of the other kohanim, but every single kohen must say the words themselves. Yivarechacha, Hashem, v'yishmerecha, Yoyer. Why? Why can't we apply the rule of Shemeya Kohenah? Let one Kohen who has a pleasant voice, let him lead, and let all of the other Kohanim listen, and by them listening, they will be as if they themselves recited. The answer is because, the answer is...
That means all of them.
So what Shemeya Kohenah? This is Mikra Megillah. One, every person is supposed to lay in the Megillah. One person lays. It's good enough. Everyone, you listen. Shemeya Kohenah. The answer is there's a special expression that's said in Birchas Kohanim. Kol Ram. The Anu HaKohanim B'Kol Ram. There's a din of Kol Ram to raise your voice. You can be Yotze Shemeya Kohenah by listening. But another person cannot fulfill your obligation of saying something b'kol rom. It could be as if you said the words. That we apply the principle of Shemei Kohenah. But another person cannot fulfill you of doing something with a raised voice. Therefore, every single Kohen has no choice but to say the words themselves in order to fulfill the inyan of saying the bracha with a raised b'kol rom. Just like that is true with regard to Kohanim, the same principle is true in regard to Nishima Achas. The Baal Kore can be Yoitze the Tzibur to reciting the words of the Megillah. But the Baal Kore cannot be Yoitze the Tzibur of their obligation to of that it should be said b'neshima achas. So the minig is with the kohen, with the Baal Kore, he stops, he lets the people say it themselves, and then the Baal Kore, he then says it on behalf of them all, in just in case he did not say the proper words to be might say them. However, not everyone agrees to this. That is the lamnis. This is what the Rabbi Freund presents. Let's present a chakira in the din b'neshima achas. Is the din b'neshima achas a positive obligation, or is it a negative obligation? Meaning, what's the demand? We have to show that they all died in one moment of time. So to do that, you have to do something to show they died in one moment in time? Is that what we're trying to do? Or no? It's just that you should not be mafsik. You don't have to do anything. When a person speaks, you recite, it's common, you say 10 words in one shot. You say 10, 15 words. Before you take a breath, you don't take a breath in between every single word. You collect a sentence, you collect an expression, you say the expression, and you're not, it's normal, you're not mafsik in between the words. So maybe the obligation is you should say, recite the 10 sons of Haman, and don't be mafsik. It's not you, not that you have to do something to show they died in one moment in time. It's just you should not be mafsik in between the recital of each name of the Aseres B'nei Haman. If you look at it as something which is positive, you have to do something, then you could apply the lundis that the Baal Kriya cannot fulfill your obligation of doing something. The Baal Kriya can only fulfill your obligation of reading words, but he cannot fulfill your obligation of doing something b'neshima achas. But if the lamdis of b'neshima achas is not that you have to do something, it's the negative. You have to avoid being mafsik. So then, they don't have to do anything. So then, the Baal Kriya can be yoytze the obligation for the tzibur by saying the 10 sons of Haman in one shot, as long as he's not mafsik in the middle. So that would explain the meaning of the Mishnah Berurah, is that there's absolutely no obligation for the tzibur to recite the 10 sons of Haman. The Mishnah Berurah, and where the Mishnah Berurah is coming from, is of the opinion that it's not something positive you do, it's something you have just to make sure that you don't botch it up, you don't do something negative, you don't be mafsik in between the 10 sons of Haman. Rabbi Tezner, he says in his theory, and I was mechavim to this, is that it used to be, the reason why it's so prevalent today, if you go to the average shul, they're going to stop, and everyone's going to say the Aseres B'nei Haman. It came about through a mistake. It used to be years ago, no one ever said the Aseres B'nei Haman. It was only said by the Shliach Tzibur. But what happened was the Shliach Tzibur needs to catch his breath. He's coming to Chamesh Meosish, so he gets there. And he inhales. He takes a deep breath. So the tzibur, they're confused. Why is the shliach tzibur pausing at this moment in time? They attribute it to the other four times when the shliach tzibur stops. Ish Yehudi hoya b'shushan abira u'mordechai yaslof nehamelech. Whatever the four times that we say Yehudi ma'is arav simcha v'sasan ki mordechai ha'yehudi, just like at those four points in the Megillah, the shliach tzibur stops and the tzibur recites. So when it comes to the Aseres and the Haman, he also pauses, but he's not pausing because he wants the people to say it. He's pausing in order to properly prepare himself to say it in one shot. So that's in one shot.
The tzibur,
they get confused. They think, oh, he wants us to say it. So this is how it developed this corrupt custom where the tzibur says the Aseres B'nei Haman. And if you don't have a good Baal Kore, you can make a mistake and he won't wait for them. That's very tragic. I've seen that happen more often than not, is when the Shliach Tzibur is not trained in the fine points of laying the Megillah, and he says the Aseres B'nei Haman together with the tzibur, and then it's a recipe for disaster because they're not listening to him carefully and they can't even hear him because everyone over here is mumbling it to themselves, and yekoreach mikan v'koreach mikan. Okay, now here's another interesting shiloh. What happens? It's a very big problem when you say the Aseres B'nei Haman and one B'nishim Achas. It's very hard to match up the ace. Ace Parshan Dasa, the Ace Alpha, the Ace Aspasa, the Ace Adalda, the Ace Aridasta. Okay, there's Trump also, but it's, forget about the Trump. It's very hard when you're saying it very quick, especially when you're about Kriya, and you're letting for the Tzibur, and you're nervous, and you're under a lot of pressure, to match up all of the aces, especially the long column, the aces with the words. So it comes, happens more often than not, the Baal Kriya will be reciting the aces Baal Peh. Yeah. Baal Peh. Right. It's very, very hard to really, yes, to really, to look down, especially you have these big massive Megillahs, and also, you know, the different types of Megillahs. There are some Megillahs, different Menhagim, and how do you write a Megillah? Some Megillahs, the aces are spaced very far apart from the ten. And in some Megillahs, they put the aces very close. Mm-hmm. And that depends on the different halachas and the ksivas and Megillah, different opinions of how much space there should be between the names and the aces. If you have a Megillah where you have a very big gap, and it's a very tall Megillah, it's not so easy, and it'll come out more often than not, and you're going to be missing a couple, you're going to be saying it Baal Peh. Now the truth is, when Baal Kori says a few words Baal Peh, it's no big deal. It's not a big deal because you're allowed to say a few words Baal Peh, as long as it's not the majority. But it's not a hider. It's not a hider. On the other hand, if you don't do B'Neshima Achas, the vast majority of the place can hold that the Yotz and the Megillah. Let's say you have a Baal Kori that has a short breath. I just can't do it. I can't say the Aseres B'Nehamon and B'Neshima Achas. According to the Rav Yah, Lo Yotza. The Rav Yah holds you're not Yotzeh the Megillah, you have to lean over the entire Megillah. Or at least go back to where you lean the Megillah. I think the Aruch HaShulchan, if I'm not mistaken, the Aruch HaShulchan, he brings down a story, he doesn't show that the Baal Kori did not lean the Neshima Achas, and he finished the Megillah, and then there was a whole fight in Shul through Yotzeh, and they made him lean over the entire Megillah from the very beginning. The Rav Yah holds you're not Yotzeh the Megillah if you do not lean the Neshima Achas. The Rav Yah is a Das Yoch, and the Mishnah Berurah brings him down as a Das Yoch, we don't pass it like that, but the Yavid, if you don't do the Neshima Achas, you're Yotzeh. L'chadchila, you're supposed to lean every single word in the Megillah itself. Some of the really the briskas, the very mach, but every single word to make sure you lay in the Megillah itself. No cheating. Nothing Baal Peh. So, question is, which one of these two halachas carries more weight? Usually, it's the average Baal Korei, I should say average, but many, it's not easy to do both. If you're going to do B'Neshima Achas, you're not going to be able to say it. You're not going to be able to match up all of the aces. It's going to happen that one or two or three of them, you're going to be saying Baal Peh. It just doesn't go. It's not so easy. You got to practice for hours. And you have to have the Megillah you're going to use in advance to mamash, to match up the ace days to do it. So, it's only b'di'avad. You're learning a few words Baal Peh. So maybe it's better. You should learn it very slowly. The ace pashandosa, the ace dalfon, the ace parosa. Go word by word. And don't do it b'neshima achas. Because b'neshima achas is also not ma'akev. These two halachos are in conflict with one another. Which one should you do? Obviously, you'll tell me what the minhag olam is. You've never saw Baal Korei to do it slowly. The minhag olam is to do it b'neshima achas and be moichel on the aces. You know, necessarily.
Doesn't do it one breath, he loses breath. Can he start all over?
Yes, he should start all over. There's no question about it.
Can he finish in two breaths and then start all over? Or?
No, he should start right, just stop in the middle and start again. If he messes it up, don't be embarrassed. He messed it up, so take a breath.
But he had a cough or something.
Okay, so you just stop, and then start again. Go back to Chamesh, take a deep breath, and start again from Chamesh Me'ois Ish. So the truth is,
If you can't do it, you can't do it.
But if you can do it, if you mess up in the middle, then you go back and do it again. So this is amazing. It is a machlokes hapoiskim, which of these two is the ikar? Which one of these two carries more weight? Now he presents here the two opinions. Okay, the first opinion he presents is from Rabbi Yashif. Rabbi Yashif says very interestingly, okay, this is amazing, that it's more important to read in Mila B'Mila. To read it Mila B'Mila in the Megillah and don't do B'Neshima Achas. Even though they're both B'Di'avets, the din of laning Mila B'Mila is a din in Mikra Megillah. Neshima Achas is a nice thing to do. It's a halacha, it should be done. But when you want to match up, Mikra Megillah is the Iker. And in the din of a Mikra Megillah, the Chatchil is supposed to read it Mila B'Mila. So Yashiv Paskins, that if you cannot lane, every single word, ace, 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 then don't attempt to do b'neshima achas, read it mila b'mila. That's not the minhag ha'olam. Minhag ha'olam is to follow what it says in the Sefer Birchas Rafael. I do not know who this is. I assume by Freud, he knows, he did his homework. He's quoting very reliable sources. And this Sefer called Birchas Rafael Paskins, that it's better to do it b'neshima achas. Because, why? Because we're chayish for the Rav Yah. Because the Rav Yah, and the Maril also. Okay, not only the Rav Yah, the Maril holds that if you don't do b'neshim achas, you're not even yaitse. Okay, the Maril also. Maril is the father of Molman Hagim, and if you don't do b'neshim achas, you're not yaitse. Everyone agrees, b'li yaitse min haklal, that if you don't, then if you flame a few words in the Megillah, b'al peh, you're yaitse. Everyone agrees with you, I'd say. But there are opinions that hold that if you don't do b'neshima achas, you're not yoytze. So if one halacha, there are opinions that you're not yoytze, and the other halacha, everyone holds a yoytze b'di'eved, of course you should do whatever you chayish for. And that appears to be the minhag ha'olam. You're not going to go find in a shul where the guy's not going to make an attempt for his life to do b'neshima achas, even though you know good and well that he's skipping a couple of the aces. And that's the shita of the Birchas Rafael, but that's not what Rebbe Yashiv says you should do. He holds you should do the other way. Now he rings over here, he says this twice, maybe even three times. He rings, he says, well, the best thing to do, this is the man, he suggests this is really what the meaning of saying it twice is, to do it twice. In other words, he holds that the Baal Kriya should basically lay it twice. He should lane it when the tzibur is laning it. Well, I don't know, he says it in different ways. The best thing would be the Baal Kriya, when he gets to a chamesh meos ish, he should do it b'neshima achas. And if the Baal Kriya knows that when he did it b'neshima achas, it's not always possible unless you really, you know, there's certain, you know, if you're an athlete, if you're a baseball player, then you can do it. Why do I say a baseball player? I want to read this. How much time does a baseball player, major league, have to make a decision if he's going to swing? Okay, they're throwing the ball 90 miles an hour. 90 miles an hour. It's amazing. The reflexes are a ninth of an iron. You have like an eighth of a second, I think. Something like that. An eighth of a second leeway to make a decision if you to swing and what angle to swing at. You know how fast you might have to operate? The average person can't be a major league baseball player because he can't make decisions in an eighth of a second. Okay, Google this. They have a whole write-up on how much time you need for major league baseball to make the decision when he's sitting there and the ball leaves the glove, the hand of the pitcher to make that. I think it's an eighth of a second. So if you're laning, you know, you have to have those kind of reflexes back and forth to see the words. So he says the best thing to do is do it twice. You lane the chamesh meos ish b'neshima achas. Okay, you probably missed an ace here or there, and then you lane it again. You lane it again slowly. You pause, soif pasuk, and you go one after the other, and that way you got it mitechak saf. And he says, oh, maybe you'll argue that each one cancels out the other. He says, no, they don't cancel out each other. Each one brings a new maila. It's a lundus. It's a chiddush to say this. You don't see anyone do this. But each reading is adding a new maila. You got in the neshima achas. You probably had a bidiyav, you missed the ace. And now when you read the ace, you're gonna do it. A new chumrah in the lining of the Megillah to make your fast a little bit longer. To listen to the Baal Kare, see three times. The tzibah is going to do it themselves, so the tzibah can be yaitzeh b'neshima achas, and then the Baal Kare will do it, to lane it once for you, b'neshima achas, and then lane it a second time to do very carefully to make sure you say all of the aces.
If he misses one word, that's what he doesn't have. If he misses one word, you can't talk out, but how do you know we should say it over again if he doesn't?
What if he misses?
Let's say he says all the 10 names real fast and you heard one name wasn't.
Then you're not yet to the Megillah.
So what do you do?
You give a clap, you start screaming, and you tell him, read it again, you missed the word. You're allowed to speak up.
Why do you have to say the whole Megillah? Why can't you just take the pasuk and say it two times, like we say Zechuzachar? Say the pasuk one time and do Neshima.
That's exactly what he says to do. He should do it once with Neshima. There's more than one pasuk, there are three psukim. That's exactly what he says to do. You should lay it. You should lay it. The ideal thing to do, according to Rabbi Freund, is you come to Chamesh Meos Ish. The Baal Kriya is silent. Let the tzibur mumble away. Let them do whatever they want to do. They
yoytz if you say it yourself.
What do you mean you yoytz?
You say the names yourself.
Yes, but the other yoytz. You yoytz if you miss a word from the Megillah because of noise, so you can read the word that you're missing from a chumash. You don't even need a Megillah. As long as it's not the majority, you can take a regular chumash. If you're hearing the Megillah and then the Samachal makes noise, you need to just quickly say those words and catch up to the Baal Kriya and you 100% yotze. But the best thing over here is to stop when the Baal Kriya stops. The Tzibur recites the Aseres B'nei Chaman in order to be Mekayim the Minog, the Inyan of the Neshima Achas, which we're assuming is a positive action, which the Baal Kriya cannot do on your behalf because it's like the Kohanim cannot be made say one another because of the din of Kol Ram. After the Tzibur finishes saying it b'neshim achas, then the Baal Kriya, he says the Aseres Nehaman, starting with Chomesh Meos Ish b'neshim achas, to be made say the Tzibur perfectly with all of the nuances of Lashon and the Diktuk of the Milos. And then, just in case the Baal Kriya, he missed an ace, B'toich HaKsav, he then reads from Chamesh Meos Ish again, slowly, with multiple breaths, and he stops at the Pasuk, and he reads it very carefully, in order that every word shall be B'toich HaKsav. Okay, now there's another Inyan, he brings out another Makar, why it was the custom for the Tzibur to say B'vasachas. And he says it's based upon a Minakadmain, where the children would bang during the Aseres B'nei Haman. Not only would they bang during Haman itself, they would bang when their names were recited. So when the names were recited, they will recite the names loud so the children can bang as their names were recited. Now, of course, due to the noise, due to the fact that there's a lot of noise, the children are banging Medavka when they're reciting the Aseres B'nei Haman. That's why, of course, it goes without saying the Shliach Tzibur has to repeat the Aseres B'nei Haman when it's quiet, when the children are not banging. Today, that's not the minhag. Today, there's no such thing. When you say the Aseres B'nei Haman, the children do not bang. They bang when you get to the very end, Aseres B'nei Haman. Then they conclude by banging. Okay, now there's another Inyan that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah that you're supposed to be the Vav Devaizasa. It's a Gemara Masechta Megillah Daf Pezayin. It says Rabbi Yochanan Domar Vav Devaizasa Tzarch Lemin Techa Bezikifa. Now, what exactly does that mean? The Vav of Aizasa, you're supposed to extend it. Extended bezikifa. There are multiple perushim as to what this means. One common is in the Megillah, it's a large vav. It's a very large vav. You look in the Megillah, and that's what it meant to extend it. However, other rishonim say it does not mean biksiva. It means v'yeshem bikriasa. And what does that mean? You're supposed to vi. How do you? So you heard that? People do that?
I do it. It's about karma.
You do. You extend the vav. You extend the vav. Okay, that's another minute. Others want to say something very shocking. There's a mistake in the girsa. It's not the vav. It's the zayin. Just like leman tizkiru. Right? It says you're supposed to extend the zayin of tizkiru. So you should be careful. We say vayzosa. Don't pronounce the zayin as a samach. Vayzosa. Be careful that it should be vayzosa. So bottom line is the Gemara. There are three mahalchim. Either it's nothing to do with reading. It has to do with the way it's presented in the Megillah. It should be a very large vav to indicate they were all hung. They were all hung on this large pole. And the other interpretation is it's the vav, or it is the way the Zion is expressed.
So the Chumra, you say both. You say vav.
There's a Yiddish expression like this. My Yiddish when I took in college is awkward as Vayezasa. Big Vav and small Zion.
There was something unique to Vayezasa in his root personality. It was used in a negative term.
Okay. All right. Let me see. Okay, this is one of the last point is that the Mishnah Berurah, we mentioned before, the Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that you should not. There is no inyan for the tzibur to recite the Aseres Nehamim. One of the rayas of the Mishnah Berurah is that all of these minhagim, you don't need to do it yourself. For example, the fact that the Megillah is spread like an igeres. The meaning is that when you lay for the tzibur, the shliach tzibur, it opens up the Megillah ki igeres. So the people that are listening, you ever see a person that's listening to the Megillah, they spread out the Megillah ki igeres on the table? No. Oh, but it's supposed to be a ki igeres. So the shliach tzibur, he only can be maitzei mi midin shamea koine. The shliach tzibur can't be maitzei mi midin the igeres hazos. Obviously, so what? There's no din. Just because there's an inyan that there should be an igeres does not mean that every single individual has to spread out the igeres. Likewise, the inyan that it should be said by neshima achas is not something that every individual has to do on their own. It's good enough that the shliach tzibur does it. It's a simen. It's a simen ba'alma that the aseres tehaman were killed by neshima achas does not mean that everyone in the tzibur should do it themselves. Again, the counter argument is: look at the kohanim. The kohanim have Indian of being saying Birchas Chaim because it says Bekol Rama, one cannot be more to the other. So you can make that same argument when it comes to the Neshima Achas as well. Okay, we'll stop over here.
I don't remember stopping.